This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:45, let me fix this up. I said it was I want my daddy's records back. I stand corrected. It was I want my daddy's records as far as the executive order and the flood insurance, but we'll revisit that later. Tyler Bridges joins us now, our friend, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. Full disclosure, I am a big Tyler Bridges fan. I think he's the consummate reporter and a great author. How you doing, Tyler?
Good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about what's going on with car insurance in the legislature, and I'm just going to turn the floor over to you because you know where the skeletons are, you know where the lumps in the carpet are. Tell me what's going on with the car insurance and Louisiana and the legislature and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a perennial battle here in Baton Rouge before the state legislature. On one side, you have the trial lawyers who say that insurance rates are high because of greedy insurance companies. And on the other side, you have the insurance companies and their allies in the business community say that car insurance and other forms of insurance are high because the system is stacked in favor of trial lawyers winning big judgments, and that leads to higher rates. And this year, it's particularly active battle because of, you know, all your listeners know that they're paying high car insurance rates. And the question is, what's the best way to bring them down? And their constituents, the public, are putting a lot of pressure on legislators to find a solution. And so that's the big topic. And it's been happening here in Baton Rouge.
Who, I don't know, is it a clear one side or the other? Or is it white hats, black hats? Or are people now wearing gray hats? I'm trying to figure this out, Tyler.
Well, it really depends on your point of view. You talk to the trial lawyer side, and again, they will say that there have been laws passed over the years to bring down, to rein in their activities, and yet the insurance companies do not pass on the lower rates. You talk to the insurance companies, they say, well, anything that was passed didn't go far enough, and Louisiana is a hellhole for business, and as a result, trial lawyers win too many big judgments that boost rates. So it really depends on your perspective. This year, the insurance industry is on the offensive. They have gotten a number of measures through the state house that are now going to be heard this morning before the Senate Judiciary A committee. The trial lawyers are fighting on defense, trying to keep the laws that they have in effect. But again, all of this affects your listeners because of the high end car insurance rates we pay.
So one thing that kind of got my attention, Tyler, is that from the beginning or at the beginning, we heard, you know, why do we pay so much more than Texas does? Why do we pay so much more than Mississippi does? But to me, after learning more about this, it seems like a false comparison because so much is codified in Louisiana law that would have to be changed to put us on an equal footing of Texas and Mississippi, that's a false comparison. Am I on anything there or not?
Well, again, Tommy, it depends on your point of view. Mm-hmm. The insurance industry with their allies in the business community are saying that the laws are too permissive for trialers, you know, for personal injury lawyers, that they can win. It's too easy to file lawsuits and they win too much money. And people who were barely injured are getting big claims. The trial lawyers counter by saying again that the problem is that the insurance companies are greedy and they don't pass on the savings to lower rates for their for the public. And again, this is all playing out in Baton Rouge. And again, as I said, the industry is on the offense and the trial lawyers are trying to fight back and prevent laws that will make it harder for them to sue on behalf of their clients. And there's also a big political element, Tommy, which is that the trial lawyers traditionally have been allied with the Democrats, but they gave a lot of money to Governor Jeff Landry when he was elected in 2023. And now Landry is in favor of a bill that the insurance industry really doesn't like. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple doesn't like. The governor has said that if this bill passes, he'll blame this bill would give the insurance commissioner greater authority to reject what are called excessive rate increases. The insurance commissioner says he already has the authority, has been using it. And if he has this authority, he would be able to act in arbitrary ways to not, you know, without showing hard numbers that the rate proposed was excessive. And he says if he had this authority, companies wouldn't want to invest here because then the insurance commissioner could act capriciously. The governor has sided with...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Against the insurance companies on this one, against the commissioner, and that bill is going to be heard tomorrow in a standing committee. And the commissioner of administration, Temple, again, says that if it passes, the governor is planning to then blame the high car insurance rates and other kinds of insurance rates on the commissioner. The governor denies that. That's his motive. But the governor has indeed said a couple of times that he would blame Temple for the high insurance rates if this bill passes.
It just seems like, maybe if I can make an analogy, they've been saying it was initially kind of presented as, well, if you know, if we paint the walls the color that Texas and Mississippi do, well, then we'll have lower insurance rates. But then what they didn't realize is, well, no, you'd have to go beyond that. You'd have to move walls around and build some walls where there aren't any and tear some down where they currently exist. And I think that's maybe the false comparison. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Tyler Bridges, our guest. If you got any questions, comments about car insurance in Louisiana, 504-260-1870. I don't see anything coming down, and we'll talk about the politics behind this insurance commissioner and governor thing as well. 652 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 6:58, couple of minutes left with Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. So let's talk about the underpinnings of the politics here. With were Tim Temple and Jeff Landry ever aligned? Did they have a falling out? Is this all about making the insurance commissioner an appointed position and not an elected position? Tell me about all that, Tyler.
Yeah, I think philosophically, Insurance Commissioner Temple and Governor Landry are aligned politically. They're both conservatives, but the governor has veered away by allying on certain issues with the trial lawyers. And again, there's this big bill now before a Senate committee that Tim Temple's pointed the governor's own words to say if it passes, then the governor is going to be blaming Temple for the high insurance rates that we have in Louisiana. And that's perhaps an acknowledgement that it's very difficult to solve this problem, that maybe the rates are going to be with us for some period of time. And, you know, certainly high insurance rates are a problem throughout the country.
And meanwhile, back at the farm, there is a bill that's going to make or trying to make the insurance commissioner an appointed, not elected position, correct?
Yeah, and that's sponsored by Senator Royce Duplessis of New Orleans. He told me on Friday that 39 states have appointed insurance commissioners. Certainly the insurance commissioner takes in a lot of money during a campaign from the insurance industry. And the critics of Commissioner Temple say that he's beholden to the industry, and that's why he's offering bills favored by the industry that the trial bar does not like.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate your work as always. Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate. We'll talk to Kirk Talbot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.